First topic, the morality of individual liberation. 1. Examine your motivation as often as you can. Even before getting out of bed in the morning, establish a nonviolent, non-abusive outlook for your day. At night, examine what you did during the day. 2. Notice how much suffering there is in your own life. There is physical and mental pain which you naturally seek to avoid, such as sickness, aging, and death. Moreover, there are temporary experiences, like eating good food, that seem to be pleasurable in and of themselves, but, if partaken continuously, turn into pain. This is the suffering of change. When a situation switches from pleasure to pain, reflect on the fact that the deeper nature of the original pleasure is revealing itself. Attachment to such superficial pleasures will only bring more pain. Reflect on how you are caught in a general process of conditioning that, rather than being under your own control, is under the influence of karma and afflictive emotions. 3. Gradually develop a realistic view of the body through examining its constituents, skin, blood, flesh, bone, and so forth. 4. Analyze your life closely. You will eventually find it difficult to misuse it by becoming machine-like or by merely seeking money as a surrogate for happiness. 5. Adopt a positive attitude in the face of difficulty. Imagine that by undergoing a difficult situation, you are also undermining worse consequences from other karmas that you would have to experience in the future. As a mental exercise, take upon yourself the burden of everyone's suffering of that type. 6. Evaluate the possible negative and positive effects of feelings such as lust, anger, jealousy, and hatred. When it becomes obvious that their effects are harmful, you will have arrived at the conclusion that there are no positive results, for instance, of anger. Analyze more and more, and gradually your conviction will strengthen. Repeated reflection on the disadvantages of anger will cause you to realize that it is senseless and even pathetic. This decision will cause your anger gradually to diminish. 7. Having recognized the scope of suffering, research its cause and identify that the source of suffering is ignorance of the true nature of persons and things, and that lust, hatred, and so forth are based on this ignorance. Realize that suffering can be removed, can be extinguished into the sphere of reality. Reflect that this true cessation is attained through the practice of morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom, the true paths. 8. Notice your attachments to food, clothes, and shelter, and adapt monastic practices of contentment to a layperson's life. Be satisfied with adequate food, clothing, and shelter. Use the additional free time for meditation so that you can overcome more problems. 9. Develop a strong wish to refrain from harming others, either physically or verbally, no matter whether you are embarrassed, insulted, reviled, pushed, or hit.